House Rules Committee to order January 13th, 2005, 9:30 a.m. For the record, in attendance are Representative Berkowitz, Coring, Coghill, Wilkberg, Harris, and McGuire. Representative Cartula is excused. And purpose of this meeting is an organizational meeting. Two items on the agenda, the election of the vice chair and the calendaring authority. Representative Harris.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that Representative Coghill be appointed or be nominated and elected as the vice chair of the Rules Committee.
Are there any objections? If not, so moved. Representative Coghill.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the House Rules Standing Committee delegate authority to calendar all measures to the chairman of the House Rules Standing Committee.
Object for discussion purposes.
Let us discuss that.
Representative Berkowitz.
I just think we ought to explain to everybody who's listening what that means.
Mr. Representative Berkowitz, that means that the Rules Chairman has the ability to create the daily calendar for our operations and business.
And in the, if I could, Mr. Chair, in the alternative, it would fall upon the whole committee to meet?
I believe the vice chair would be available for that purpose.
Can I amend the motion?
We'd look at it as a hostile amendment, whatever it would be.
mindful of what Canute observed, I'm not going against the tide here.
Oh. So, Mr. Chairman, is it?
Representative Harris.
Is it correct, then, that there will be no consultation with the minority as to whether their bills get put on a calendar or not? Or?
That's not correct at all. I think Representative Berkowitz would be happy to explain to the audience the relationship that we've had the last 2 years. I thought it was quite amicable between both sides of the aisle.
And I've learned to co-sponsor bills with you, Mr. Chair.
Real estate bills, even.
Is there further discussion on the motion before the committee? Seeing none, is there still objections to the motion? Representative Berkowitz withdraws his objection, therefore, so moved by Representative Coghill. With that, we are adjourned at 9:37.
Well, that was the fastest rules meeting we'll probably ever have, right?